Welcome, everybody, back to the Friar Talk podcast and YouTube channel. So for today's episode, we're going to be grading AJ Preller, and we're going to be going through the 2017 offseason through the 2018 regular season. So with that said, Chase, you want to go through all the trades real quick, and then we'll highlight and talk about the ones that we think are the most important and, you know, the ones that need to be discussed about this grading.
Yeah. So to start off, we have we acquired infielder Deon Tensel from the Rays for Ryan Schimpf. We acquired Chase Headley and Brian Mitchell from the Yankees for Jabari Blash. We acquired Freddie Galvis from the Phillies for right-handed pitcher Eniel De Los Santos. We acquired outfielder Edward Olivares and right-handed pitcher Jared Kharkov from the Blue Jays for Solarte, Yoenger Solarte. We acquired Brett Nicholas from the Rangers for right-handed pitcher Emmanuel Class. We acquired Phil Hughes in the 74th pick from the 2018 draft for Twins, or from the Twins for, oh God, I'm going to butcher this name, catcher Janixon Villalobos. And then we also acquired catcher Francisco Mejia from the Indians for left-handed pitcher Brad Hand and right-handed pitcher Adam Simber.
Right, so I think the most notable one, the one that happened in season, was the one where we traded away Brad Hand and got Francisco Mejia. I remember that one. I was in class, and I was really hyped up because Francisco Mejia was supposed to be this super good hitting catcher who just needed some defensive work. Didn't work out that way. But at the end, like, you look at the numbers for that trade specifically, Francisco Mejia, 116 games with the Padres, slash line 229, 282, 398, only 12 home runs. We've talked about it before for anyone who listened to our podcast when we were on Spotify. We just thought Mejia needed more chances. Unfortunately, didn't get that. Brad Hand with the Indians, 111 games, 107 innings pitched, 278 ERA with 154 strikeouts. So he was really solid with them. Looking at these other ones, I'm not going to be too critical of them. This Freddie Galvis one where we acquire Freddie Galvis. And, you know, Freddie Galvis played 162 games for us. Slash line 248, 299, 680, 1.9 war. So nothing crazy. I'm not going to be too critical of this because I feel like the Padres were just trying to trade away players and start over again. Maybe not again, but actually, no, yeah, kind of start over again. And that's exactly what they needed. For anyone who remembers Jabari Blash, I mean, we got Chase Headley. This is an A-plus trade because I love Chase Headley, even if he wasn't very good. That's an A-plus right there for nostalgic reasons. But, you know, nothing crazy really happened this year other than us getting Francisco Mejia. For anyone who remembers Olivares and his 2020 run, he only played 13 games. Wasn't very good, but he was a spring training name. But, yeah, nothing crazy happening this year.
Yeah, definitely lighter trades. I mean, I think the Mejia one has got to be the headline of this season. And it's funny because, like, we go back a little bit and we saw, like, the first season of Preller. Like, we went through and that video was, like, 25 minutes. That was, like, ridiculous how many, like, huge trades were made in that year. But this year, I do want to bring up the Chase Headley one for Jabari Blash. One, because Jabari Blash was a big prospect, but mostly because Chase Headley growing up, I don't know about you guys, but for like the majority of the time I watched the Padres, Chase Headley was definitely my favorite player. Like when I was like, maybe like, I don't know, 8 to like 12, I want to say. I mean, Chase Headley was awesome. And Chase Headley was so cool because he had the 1 year where he was like 5th in MVP voting. I think that was 2011, I want to say, maybe 2012. But then you like during those times, the Padres, well, 2010, they were good. But after that, when he was there, they were really bad. And he was the best player on the team, and he would stand like right next to the dugout, and he would sign autographs for like 30 minutes before every single game. And I just remember that meaning like so much to me being a little kid. I thought that was so cool. So lots of love to Chase Headley. I don't know if we ever really brought him up on the show, but definitely one of my favorite athletes all time, really. Next one, Freddie Galvis. I remember Freddie Galvis was a really fun player on a bad Padres team, not for hitting. But he was a great defensive shortstop, and he made some stellar plays that year. Still, you're not really losing much. Who is it? They traded Eniel De Los Santos. He ended up having 65 innings in his career. Freddie Galvis played the whole season, had a 1.9 war, nothing crazy. But definitely, I guess you won that trade, but not like some massive win or anything. And then I think the only other one that's really like worth discussing is probably the Francisco Mejia one. They move Brad Hand, who at the time was the Padres' probably most valuable player at the trade deadline. And then you get Francisco Mejia. And I was a Francisco Mejia truther for sure, because you saw the tools. I think he had what was like a 50-game hitting streak. I remember that was the first thing that got brought up when he got traded for. Like, oh, this dude had a 50-game hitting streak in the minors. Comes over, you definitely see the potential to be a good contact hitter, but it just never worked out. Like Isaac said, he didn't get consistent playing time. They tried him out in the outfield. Probably my favorite Francisco Mejia moment was when he threw the ball. Do you remember this? I think it was in the Diamondbacks stadium. He was like way back in the outfield and he threw a ball home and he threw it a good like 30 feet over the catcher's head. And everyone was laughing because they're like, dude, you just threw that ball like 110 miles an hour to home plate and you just completely airmailed it. And he was in the outfield like kind of laughing because like he just wasn't used to playing the position, but it never did work out. So this one kind of hurts because you moved Brad Hand and you didn't get a big piece moving forward. So I think that's probably the biggest one from this, but I mean, it's hard to give like Preller like a bad grade this year. I'd probably say like C- just because you lost that deal, I guess, but it's not like super huge. If you would have got a different prospect though, I think it could end up being a lot better. But for the Indians at the time, it made sense to move Francisco Mejia for Brad Hand. And Brad Hand was solid, but I mean, Brad Hand's not like some incredible player right now. I mean, so looking back, like you wish you would have got someone else than Francisco Mejia, but I do think at this point where the Padres were at, it made sense to go try to get a guy like Francisco Mejia, especially looking at Austin Hedges was the only like catcher like relevant on the roster at that point. So with that said, Chase, you want to go over a couple of these moves and then we'll take off out of here.
Yeah, there's just one other one that I really want to mention. It is the we acquired Brett Nicholas from the Rangers for Emmanuel Class. I don't know if you guys know who Emmanuel Class is or really have seen any video on him. The guy throws 100 mile per hour cutters and can reach 102 throwing a cutter. He's absolutely a back end bullpen piece that is going to be there for years to come. I think he's currently playing on the Indians, but you know, he has a 3.7 war over his career. He has around 100 innings pitched and a 1.55 ERA for his career. Guy's going to be a back end closer or a back end reliever for the rest of his career and be absolutely locked down. And Brett Nicholas didn't even play an inning for us. So it's just like we gave up an all-star closer for a guy that didn't even play with us this year. So it's like one of those things. I was like, wow, we had this guy. And I was like, oh, wow, this guy was lighting up the radar guns last year and his rookie year. Oh, Preller got rid of him for a guy that never played. That's a great one.
Yeah, that's a bad one. So I didn't even I completely overlooked that one. Isaac, I'll go back to you in just a second, but I think that I would probably change my grade because I'm looking at his numbers. Dude, last year he had a 0.96 whip. He had a ton of strikeouts. He's 100%. He had 24 saves, 74 strikeouts in I don't know how many innings, but it's 71 games played, 1.29 ERA, and he's 23. And he has nasty stuff. So a guy that I hadn't really heard a ton about beforehand, but Chase, good catch there because this is definitely a big miss for the Padres. So I'm changing my grade. It's a D, but what do you guys have?
I'll just give him a C. That trade sucks for sure. I just feel like the rest of it was kind of just, like I said earlier, it was kind of just to start rebuilding. They were still rebuilding, but just to kind of start over from scratch again. Become one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in baseball again for like the 10th season in my life at the time. But, you know, it was just kind of a dead year to remove some dead weight, add some dead weight for the future. Obviously that trade sucks, but that was the only one that I could think of that really impacted your future.
I'm going to go like a C-. Just that one really hurts. The rest of them aren't too bad. You know, at the time, Francisco Mejia was the top prospect for the Indians, so that trade makes sense. Adam Simber, you know, he's just always been a solid sidearm reliever. He's no I'm forgetting his first name, but Rogers on the Giants, you know, the guy that throws his little frisbee pitch. He is no Rodgers, but hey, he's always been solid. Other than that, you know, trading for Chase Headley. Chase Headley had a pretty decent year on the Yankees the year before that, so it made sense. The Ryan Schimpf and Deon Tensel never really amounted it to anything. And the rest of them, you know, it was just trading for players to kind of get through a year that didn't mean anything.
Yeah, definitely agree with you there. The only reason I have a little bit lower grade, I think, is just because, like, you look at overall what you're getting and what's leaving. And to me, the only pieces that really amounted to anything, like, after this, of course, Chase Headley was a great player beforehand. You could say Freddie Galvis, I think. I mean, Freddie Galvis is still in the league. I would probably say, though, that Emmanuel Clase and Brad Hand for a few years, but maybe not anymore, but, like, those are definitely pieces, like significant pieces that you lost out on and you didn't really gain much. So that's the only reason I have it a little bit lower. But yeah, what do you guys think for grades on this? And I don't know, how are we feeling about Preller now? Because we've gone through this quite a bit. So let us know how you're feeling about Preller. It's a little bit discouraging going through these trades. I'm not going to lie to you. But yeah, so we're going to have another one of these out tomorrow. This is what, 2017 to 2018. So we'll do 2018 offseason to the 2019 season, and that will be coming out tomorrow. So with that said, thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.